In this beautiful gospel, Jesus Christ and his mother Mary were invited to a wedding. So at first sight, you see another epiphany of Jesus, epiphany or manifestation as the Son of God. Because he worked the miracle of converting water into wine, the best wine ever. And another epiphany or manifestation is shown into the gospel. It is very interesting because this is the epiphany of the Blessed Virgin Mary as our intercessor before God. She obtained, and see how compassionate is the mother, how compassionate is her, is she, because she obtained the miracle from Jesus in order to avoid a great embarrassment to the groom and bride. When Jesus, you know, wasn't for him the time to be manifested, nevertheless, he worked the miracle. He agrees with his mother's request. This is the great power of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But beside that, today's gospel is very interesting because Jesus, by being present at the wedding, he sanctified the sacred union, raising it to the quality of a sacrament. Matrimony before was a great institution created by God, but it wasn't a sacrament yet until Jesus Christ went to that wedding and conferred the grace of matrimony to the husband and wife in order to make them able to accomplish all their responsibility as a husband and wife and to raise a family according to the will of God. This is the grace of the sacrament of matrimony. You know that the minister of the sacrament of matrimony are the groom and the bride, not the priest. So this is an exception about the sacrament. The priest is the qualified witness for the validity of the sacrament of matrimony in Catholic Church. This is how important is to have a priest to bless the sacred union. And the reason is because Jesus Christ, the most high priest, witnessed this sacred union at Cana of Galilee. He was at the wedding. That's why it's very important, you know, for Catholics to get married in Catholic Church with a priest, because a priest is another Christ. And for validity, even for this sacrament. Otherwise, the sacrament is invalid. So Jesus Christ, as you can see in today's gospel, gave the grace of matrimony to these both, groom and bride, to these spouses. So he is the fountain of all graces, because he is God himself. Actually, he forgave his sins before instituting the sacrament of confession. He ordained bishops before the sacrament of the order, maybe. Well, he instituted the sacrament at that time, but he gave the grace to his apostles, and they were not baptized. No baptism. Nevertheless, he gave the grace So after the ascension, baptism is required to receive any sacrament for validity. But at that time, Jesus Christ, God Himself, the fountain of all graces, He gave the grace of confession, the grace of forgiveness of sins, the grace that is conferred by the sacrament of the Holy Order. He ordained priests and bishops to His apostle. So, this is, something that we have in our faith, that without a priest, we cannot receive a sacrament. Unless some circumstances, for example, confession, if you don't have a priest, you can make a perfect contrition of your sins. Or if you live in Patagonia, Argentina, desert, no priest there at all, so you can get married with a couple of witnesses. So today's gospel really reveals us how holy is this sacred union, the holy matrimony. Jesus Christ vindicates matrimony in its unity, and it's indissolubility. Actually, if you read the Gospel according to St. Matthew, it says, "And there came to him the Pharisees, tempting him, saying, 'Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?' Who answering said to them, 'Have you not read that he who made man from the beginning made them male and female? And he said, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be in one flesh."' This is a tremendous unity in this sacred union, the matrimony. "Therefore, now they are not two, but one flesh." And also Jesus Christ condemned the divorce, saying, "What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." So matrimony is forever in this life. That's why when the groom and bride pronounce their vows, they will say after, "Until death do us part," respectively. And this is the reality, of the sacrament of matrimony. Until death separate them. So that's why the matrimony is indissoluble. Nobody can break this sacred union. And this is because Jesus Christ vindicated and sanctified the matrimony as a, great image of his union with the Catholic Church. Who can separate Christ from his Church? Nobody. That's why this sacred union, is a great opportunity for sanctification for all those that get married. So, today's gospel is really a great consolation for us, because the Catholic Church is a supernatural society which grows actually with holy families that have as a foundation a valid matrimony. So let us ask for any grace that we need through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember, today's Gospel is also the Epiphany or manifestation of the Blessed Virgin Mary as our intercessor before God. she interceded for this couple. You know, in the occasion was because they didn't have enough wine. Nevertheless, Our Lady intervened and interceded, obtaining the grace of the first miracle of Jesus. One, it wasn't the time to manifest himself as the Messiah, as Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.